Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, one of College Humor's new vodcast series. I am your host, Jessica Ross, and my co-host,
Rekha Shankar.
Thank you so much for being here. The Erotic Book Club is exactly what it sounds like. It's a book club where we read erotic novels. Mm-hmm. Today we have some wonderful guests in our book club. We have Miss Kat Pilardi.
Hey.
And Grant O'Brien.
Hello.
Very sexy.
So sexy. Jesus.
I'm sure you're wondering why we're all so sexy and horny. It's because this week we read the Bound by Secrecy series by Kenzie Haven. It is a free book on Amazon. Anyone could get it. Well, the first one's free. It's one of three parts. It's the first book is Bound by My Stepbrother. The second, Taught by My Stepbrother, and the third, Teased by My Stepbrother.
That's not the only reason I'm horny.
Why else are you horny?
I don't know. That's just...
What happened today?
I don't need like a reason.
Is it all the little crabs on your shirt?
Yeah, I've got... Hey, listen, if you are a subscriber, you're going to see a real killer sexy shirt that I have.
Yeah.
A bunch of crabs all over it. I think crabs are sexy, and we can explore that real deep if we want to. This chair is sort of like enveloping me right now.
Yeah.
And it's sort of giving me a big hug. I think the chair is making me horny.
For those of you just listening, our chairs are very soft.
Sort of four-pronged little scoops. They're shaped like scoops.
Basically, if you were to relax, you would completely fall asleep.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're somewhat vaginal.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a certain... Yeah.
Yes. This would be in a room in one of our characters' mansion.
Yes. Yeah. Let's introduce our characters. In the first book, Bound by My Stepbrother, the series is about a woman named Ronnie. She's 24. She owns 5 antique shops. Not much else is said about her. And she is going on a family reunion. Her mother and stepfather are bringing the whole family to Cancun.
Mm-hmm.
And there is her stepbrother, who she's bound, taught, and teased by, as we learn, named Chris.
Yes.
Yes.
And he is a billionaire.
Yes. He is a tech billionaire.
That's so hot.
Yeah.
Is it?
There's nothing hotter than a libertarian sociopath tech billionaire. Oh my God, the hottest man in the world, Elon Musk.
Ew.
When I was reading it, I think I mentioned this earlier, but I'm watching a lot of Shark Tank lately. So in my mind, it was a young Mark Cuban, which I wasn't.
Ew.
I didn't enjoy it, but it was just what was in my mind.
They don't give you many details about these characters in this book.
In the way that books try to make you feel like you could be the main character, but too much. They left too much to the imagination. I know nothing about either of them.
I don't. I know what their bodies look like, kind of. The only thing I know about Ronnie's body is that she has curves in all the right places.
Yes.
I don't know what color Ronnie's hair is.
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll admit it. I'm Kat here. I did not read this book.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes.
As in every book club, there is someone who didn't read the book.
Yes.
Today it is Kat.
Yes. So Kat, for reference, Ronnie mentions at one point, the way she gets into what her body looks like now and saying she has curves in all the right places is prefacing it by saying that she used to be an awkward teen that was just developing and masturbating to her stepbrother. And that was embarrassing.
Haven't we all?
But now puberty hit. She's older. All the curves have transferred themselves to the right places.
Yes. And while we're talking about masturbating to her stepbrother, at one point she was caught by him in the shower.
Yes.
We learned this early on in the book.
Yes.
And then he kept teasing her for it years.
I've seen your body before.
That's so crazy.
They're very creepy together.
They're really gross.
I am curious, before we even get into the book, how do people feel about the stepbrother, stepsister, hot or not Were people excited when they heard that this was the assignment?
I find that I had a suspicion. Is the idea that they are related by stephood, is that going to be a conflict that is necessary to the book? And the answer is no.
They didn't have to be stepbrother and stepsister.
Absolutely did not. If it was like, I'm not saying that it should be a family affair, but if it was purely the only conflict in the book, because there's a whole BDSM plot line that could have just been the thing.
That's the book.
Well, I think for me, the book felt like someone read 50 Shades of Grey and went, why weren't they related?
Yes, completely. That was what was missing.
Some parts of it are exactly from the 50 Shades of Grey. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the franchise. I took a road trip to Chicago once. This is what kind of got me into erotic books. And we listened to it on audiobook with a bunch of girlfriends. Oh, and in the beginning, I was like, I hate this. This is so dumb. And by the end of it, like 6 hours in, everyone else was done with the book, and I was like, we need to keep listening. Uh-huh. I need to know what happens in these email exchanges.
Oh my God.
There's a concept in, I don't know, psychology that I'm going to half remember from some article, but about like kids that grow up together, there's some block that you have about being attracted to each other. It's the reason people don't like grow up and find themselves attracted to their sister or something. There's some like psychological concept they seem to have missed, that they seem to just have not gotten that. Because if they were living together when they were 16, they were young. Yeah. They were young kids when they met. So yeah. even though they're stepbrother and stepsister, they grew up together. Like, it's a mess.
They do mention often in the book how they are related by blood and DNA. They're not related by blood. They are not related by blood, not related by DNA. They make that very clear. But they also, continuously calls her sis.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Even after they've been together multiple times, it's like, sis, it's time to go. And then it's like, you two are nasty.
Yeah, that's
like,
fucking wild.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's so unnecessary. And they even refer to their mom and dad and stuff like that. I'm like, ugh.
But see how nervous that makes you even hearing sister? Because it's naughty.
But it's naughty in a way that drives me like a desert.
Well, we're different then, aren't we?
I don't want to shame anybody. If anyone thinks, I mean, clearly there's a whole genre of this. And there are hot stepbrothers.
I am the target audience. I'll tell you that right now.
We'll get into it and we'll see if you'll like it or not.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Because Cruel Intentions, they're stepbrother and stepsister.
The familiar shit.
I think they're very hot.
It's never done it. But like, even like, you know, the whole daddy thing. I don't get. Like, don't bring my dad into this shit.
Truly don't.
I don't want it.
Brady Bunch movie.
And they, yes. God.
He didn't like it?
I don't need it. There can be other conflicts.
It's fine.
This book, the first book of the trilogy, starts, they're in Cancun, and they're on this family reunion, and they peel off, Chris and Ronnie peel off into the woods to go to a waterfall. And when they're at the waterfall, there's a lot of sexual tension. And he takes
And at this point, they've never had sex.
They've never had sex
or kissed. They did there's, have how a old bit of they? A fling in the pool. So they all get to Cancun.
Right. Yes.
The whole family's there. And she goes to the pool.
Yes.
And he's swimming in the pool.
Yes.
And he kind of teases her to come in. And they are very sexual with each other
in front of their whole family.
I was imagining that whole time what the family was sitting talking about.
Hey, like grilling a
what's
burger.
Going on with Ronnie and Chris? They are.
Oh, they're just roughhousing.
Yeah, well, they're 30 and 24, respectively. I don't know if roughhousing is really what they ought to be doing.
Boys will be boys.
What is my billionaire son doing right now in the pool?
He seems to have pinned his stepsister against the side of the pool so that her body is out of control, and he is.
He literally. I have a clip, an excerpt from it. Chris moved to pin me against the side of the pool. My feet couldn't touch the bottom, and I couldn't kick to stay afloat. If he wasn't pressing me against me, I would sink to the floor. And then Chris says, actually, I'd prefer if I remove the bikini from you. So there's no ambiguity. It's not like, ooh, flirty, flirty, splashy, splashy. I mean, they are pinned up.
Yeah.
I want you naked.
What did Chris just say to her?
The whole families are watching.
You can get away with more in a pool, though. You can get away with more in a pool. If that was in a living room, it'd be much weirder.
Yes. Granted, if he pinned her against a wall in a living room and said, I can take your bikini off for you.
You can kind of get, you know, under the splashes, you can say things.
Little secrets. Water carries our secrets.
I'll say this. When I was, you know, a closeted little guy in a freshman in high school, going to the pool was great because there are things about the pool that it's like, boy, what can we get away with in here?
I did have my first kiss with a girl when I was in a pool.
Yeah,
we were both in the tubi and she was like, oh, if we don't like tell anybody. And then we did like a little smooch and I was like, wowie, wowie, wow.
Yeah, so you're right.
The okay, pools, wowie, wowie, wow.
I think pools
said.
Are a very sexy place.
Yeah.
But forbidden
if my entire family were sitting around the edges of it at our family reunion, which they said were at least like 40 of them there, that's not as hot.
No.
That's not hot at all. That's
Do any of you have stepbrothers or sisters? Mm-mm.
Thank God I don't.
I just have a regular brother, so this was totally unrelatable to me.
I don't have any brothers of any kind, thank God.
Otherwise, this would have been really dangerous for you.
So that's the lead up to now.
The waterfall.
Yeah, the whole family goes out on a hike. They're all wearing matching shirts, which I thought was cute. I wanted to be a part of a family like that.
The other Marshalls seem fine.
You want to be a part of
the other Marshalls are really cute. They were like, the Marshalls rule.
Yeah, they wore t-shirts
all going on a hike
that.
In Cancun. I was like, damn, this is the fantasy I want. Like a nice, perfect
nice
family.
Vacation.
Yeah, not one where like my pop-up's screaming out his window.
Oh my God.
Somebody crossing the street in South Philly.
Okay, so here's what I had an issue with.
You have to do your dad. No.
Here's the issue I had with the waterfall scene. I had to go back and reread it to make sure they hadn't left the waterfall because they were having sex in the water. And I could not believe they were having sex in the water because all your natural lubrication, all of that is gone. And they kept talking about how fucking turned on they were.
Yeah.
And also, she's going to get a yeast infection.
The 100%. Bacteria, yeah.
Here's an excerpt from the waterfall sex scene. With his free hand, he rubbed my back. I spread my legs in the water, desperate to get things underway. My pussy burned despite the coolness of the waves lapping against me. Even if I wasn't half submerged, I knew I would be dripping wet. There was no way I'd need lube if Chris was the one I was playing with. And I think that's false.
I think it's especially false in the water.
Yes.
Because you're absolutely right. Everything natural gets washed away, and water is a crappy lube.
Yeah, it's
water
terrible.
Doesn't work as a lube.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Well, we haven't met Chris.
Chris might have like a water soluble dick.
Chris might have a naturally slimy cock that can go in and out.
Yeah.
He's got like a $1 billion thing around his waist that just squirts.
Yeah. Oh my. Or like at a dentist's office when they're squirting the water in your mouth and they dry it immediately with the other thing. They got one of those. Yeah.
Just to catch people up. So they're on a family hike and they split off and find this waterfall.
Yeah.
And Chris says, let's skinny dip, of course.
Yes.
And they do that and right away. Like, and we're 5 pages into the book.
There is no backstory in this book.
The book, though, is 30 pages. The book is the book is an essay. The book is not a book.
It's a New Yorker piece.
I read all 3 of these books in 1 hour. Yeah. There's no time at all.
This is where we introduce the BDSM thing, the waterfall, because he ties her with the vines.
Yes.
He's really into BDSM and is very cautious of I don't think you can handle me. You aren't ready for me.
Yeah, he has her skinny dip with them. Then he is like, you don't want to be with me. I'm kind of like a rebel boy attitude.
I'm sort of a rebel tech
guy. But it only makes her want him more. And then the vine part I did find interesting. I was like, oh, well, I didn't expect that.
Can I talk for a minute about the crappy BDSM in all 3 of these books?
Yes. Does everyone know what BDSM stands for? It's the thing I always heard, but I looked
bondage,
it up.
Bondage, domination, sadism, masochism.
Actually, it's burgers, donuts,
bondage, sandwiches, discipline, and dominance, and submission. Oh wait, where's the M then?
That isn't that isn't correct. That isn't bondage, domination, sadism, masochism.
What did yours say?
Not even the right initials.
What did you think it was?
Bondage, discipline, dominance, and submission.
Okay.
BDDS.
Some letters are right.
Sure.
BDDS sounds like a degree.
You can like DS relationships is another.
You have to pay more
for a certain kind of BDSM.
Degree.
Yes. Everyone can get a BDDS.
Yeah, it's not that cool.
But you're an MD PhD kind of equivalent if you have a BDSM.
It's that masochism.
There is, for this whole series, and we'll get into every book, but just as a, I'll register a complaint now, weak-ass BDSM the whole time.
Yeah, especially the third one, which we'll, of course, get to.
His thing is, I'm bad news. I might hurt you. You should be afraid of me. And then he ties our hands behind our back.
Yeah, or takes out an ice cube from his mini fridge.
I had an experience with ice cubes once.
I have
this guy who was a bartender kept teasing me of like, wait till you see what I do with an ice cube. Ice cube. To the point where I was like, okay, let's go on a date. And within like a minute getting back to my place, he's like, do you have any ice cubes? I was like, here we go. This is his thing. And
you like prepped them the night before.
He's all whale shaped.
I was like, well, this is why you're here. Let's do it. And
I have
honestly,
a gel ice pack. That's all. I can't help.
It was hot for about a second, and then it was just so much water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
all in my bed, all over me. It was just wet.
And then you have the lube problem where it's just like, it's just straight up water.
I have played with ice cubes before also, and you know, somebody will put like ice cubes on my nipples, and they're like, oh, that's cold. But then I go numb, and I'm like, well, I can't feel what you do next. This didn't, now I'm fucking numb.
She has super nipples.
She really does.
Her stepbrother
works in tech. At one point, she calls them nubs. That they get so
she
hard that they're
nubs. She calls them nubs so much.
She also refers to her vulva as her sex.
Cunt. As her
sex. She keeps calling it like, he put his hand on my sex.
Ooh.
Ew.
His balls lapped against my
she
sex.
She talks about she balls, loves his balls so
wait, I have
much.
A ball.
We're getting, I feel like we're losing the thread of the plot.
Okay, sorry.
And it's important
okay.
that, I feel like
I'm
it's important
sorry.
That we keep, make sure Kat knows.
Yes, you should know.
I got distracted by those balls because I am a fan of, well,
the ball slapping?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you would love Chris. His balls slap perfectly against your vulva.
She loves balls, and her pussy is always like pulsating.
Her like, sex, you mean?
Her sex,
yeah, her
is,
sex
always,
is always
her
engorged.
Her sex is like a pager. It's just like.
I think balls are fine, but I wouldn't harp on him quite as long as this.
Okay,
woman.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I think I'm fine with balls. Balls will work.
Balls
work fine.
No.
Balls vote.
Pro
or anti ball?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm
we have a choice. I think men are born with balls whether we vote on it or not.
No, and it's true. And they're not going to change that anytime soon.
We don't know. Well, we haven't voted yet. That's why.
Yeah, and this is what happens in every election, Kat. You think your vote doesn't matter, but
that's
really,
right.
really
down
does.
To, look at the recounts
really
in Florida. It's, yeah, we've really got every vote.
I just don't think they're so great.
We should get more men neutered.
Nah, they're pretty great.
I think they're just strange.
No, you know what's nice? I mean, how deep down this rabbit hole we get? You know what's nice
balls
about
deep.
Them is that, great. You can, they're so reactive. You can you really keep track. It's like, you know, keeping track of what's going on. It's like, oh, no, he's about to nut. He's got, his balls are all tight.
Oh, is that what happens?
Mm.
I should pay more attention.
Well,
they get smaller when you're about to numb?
They pull in towards your body.
I think they get harder, right?
They pull in towards your body. Yeah, this, your scrotum gets harder.
Wait a minute.
Harder.
They pull in towards your body?
Your,
that sounds like a spaceship. Like,
I mean, I don't.
Wait, what part
sure,
of that
okay.
is like a spaceship?
No, you know, like, imagining, like, you know, like the when you deplane a spaceship, you know, and then it goes back
every
up.
Time.
Yeah, they get tighter.
Interesting.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
I guess I've not been
it's
paying
been a
close
while.
Attention, I guess.
I recommend it. It's great fun to watch. I'm so sorry. I
we're
feel like we're losing the thread.
Okay.
Back on the thread. So they make, they're caught, kind of. They hear voices in the distance. So he's like, let's keep it down. But then they still go at it. And then they come. And whenever she orgasms, she gives you like five different metaphors for what it was,
yes.
which I thought was pretty crazy. At one point, she said, where's it at? They turn to ash, waves of euphoria, broken apart, bursting at the seams. And stars swam. Swam. The stars swam? Not swan.
BDDS. Oh.
BDDS.
Stars swam.
Oh, dear.
Just, no, she though, went, she, it, it, the way that she describes orgasms, it's like,
it's crazy.
I will say, though, I feel like that's a staple of erotic literature.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of coming in the books. There's only so many times you can say, I came before you went, you know.
I came.
You also, too, you need, like, if someone's masturbating along, it's like, oh. Damn, they're finished. I wasn't quite there. Sure. It's like how if you're watching a porn, it's like, ah, shit. I've got to find a whole new clip because they didn't. They got there too quick.
They call out each other's names a lot when they climax too, which I don't think I do.
I don't.
I don't do that enough. I should do that more.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
But you're like, setting yourself up for sounding, you know, I don't know. Isn't that like the sitcom? You yell at the wrong name.
Well, just don't do that.
That is one of my biggest fears.
Know who you're having sex with.
No.
All right. That's fair.
I just think it would take a lot of thought. Yeah, like, oh, baby, and like, oh, yeah, is all. But like to go,
yeah, you like
Kate!
Say
it. Like, I think that would be
ooh,
weird.
So that's your girlfriend.
Oh, that's your fiance's name. That's okay, suddenly the secret's out. Okay.
baby.
Getting back to the waterfall, though, one more complaint about the BDSM, which... He was fucking her and said, I'm going to tie you up here in behind this waterfall. And so he grabs a random vine from the side, which is dangerous because he doesn't know much about plants. And it's also very dangerous.
He's a tech guy.
It's also very dangerous to tie somebody up in the water.
Yes.
Like, you can't.
He could drown.
He doesn't know this body of water. He doesn't know this vine. He doesn't know her limits. They've never had sex.
She didn't have a say for it until book two.
Yeah. And he's tied her hands behind her back.
It's irresponsible.
Yeah, but guess
it's terribly
what?
Irresponsible.
Skydiving's dangerous too, but it's the hottest thing, baby. I mean, you gotta have a little danger to have a little heat.
I agree with that.
You sign a form. I think you sign a form to skydive.
And when you're skydiving, you've looked at the parachute. You have
some
sense.
You can sign a form, but honey, if that thing doesn't go off, you're dying.
It's true.
Splat. Pancakes for breakfast. Okay. Sizzle pop.
All right. So
that is literally how the book ends.
These two make love.
They fall to their deaths.
At the end of their climax, it is revealed that Chris has a secret sex room in his mansion.
And she
so this is when we truly get into 50 Shades territory. Yes. Then the book just becomes
he
a
keeps
50
calling
Shades.
His house his mansion.
Mansion.
You can tell this writer's never met anyone with money.
You can tell he's not. That's how you know he doesn't have a mansion.
Yeah.
We just call it a house. Sorry.
So the family reunion is over. Nobody knows. And now we're on to book two. Taught by my stepbrother. It starts... His private jet picks her up and brings her to the mansion.
She has five antique stores, but she's got some time off.
What do they have for snacks on the jet?
Champagne.
She does have champagne.
No
and
nuts.
She thinks she could get used to this.
Yeah. Okay. She says, I don't know if I could ever fly coach again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, bitch.
Bitch, you're going to have to.
He makes her a meal, and that's when she can tell that the relationship is taking a next step because used to only make her toast sandwiches.
This toast sandwich sucks. You put nothing in between.
I hate how low the bar is for men in cooking in these books.
It truly is.
But this time he made her a meal.
He made her an exquisite dinner.
No idea.
They didn't say.
Couldn't
begin
there
are to no
tell you.
Details.
Toast but con
she,
blue.
She said she's like, I was so full.
She was so
full. She was so full.
And then they went to go have sex.
I hated that part.
You know how you love to dig too. Into a nice big eggplant parm and then go fuck?
and then go get fucked in an S&M room.
Yeah, when you're tied suspended in a bed after you just eaten a fucking bolognese.
Oh, I hated it. I hated that. That might have been my least favorite part of the book is that they ate a giant
meal. But that's part of the torture. That's part of the BDSM.
Yeah.
She's so full.
That would be good BDSM. Yes. That's hot BDSM. It's some feeder comes in.
We're going to eat ourselves silly with breads and meats.
You so full.
Yeah.
Of egg
turkey dinner.
Then you get to like Roman shower territory.
What's that?
Vomiting.
What?
Vomiting.
Roman shower? Like
that's
vomit
right.
for
yeah,
sexual?
You, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then it's when you vomit on someone.
Okay. Is that what the Roman?
You give them a Roman shower like a vomitorium.
Glass, I just learned the term glass bottom boating today. Well, and it's when you have a glass table and your partner poops on the table and you're underneath masturbating.
That is
oh, no.
That's also some training wheel shit. Get that table out of there. If you're going to do it, do it.
Whoa.
Like, that's not my thing. I'm not into it. But if you're going to do it, do it.
Also, how do you not fall through the table?
It's real risky. That's real risky.
It's strong.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Can you imagine if the glass tables broke on you and poop comes in?
See, your mom comes home. What happened to my glass table?
What happened to all my poop?
Because, and your mom will come home because it is still a stepbrother and stepsister.
Yes! Back to book two.
So the meal is done. They're very full. It's time to go down to the multiple rooms, yes, which is different than 50 Shades. I believe he only has one. This billionaire does have multiple.
Yeah, he has a whole sex suite.
Yes. So that's what makes
I do find that hot to have space.
Yeah, that's
space
hot.
Sex rooms? In your apartment.
That's hot. A sex room
house.
Is hot. I
just
like that
extra
idea.
Extra rooms.
Is it?
In general.
Yeah, just having a little bit, you know, some space to decorate.
Just some space.
When they get into the room, it's like, really, isn't this the one where at first she's bent over the like the dresser or something?
Yes.
Okay, because I have a quote from that I misread at first.
Please read.
Okay to read. As he bent over for the next drawer, my eyes popped out of my head and I drooled over his ass. I didn't understand. I thought she drooled on his ass.
I imagine that part is like a Wile E. Coyote thing. Yeah, like, wow, wow, wow.
If you couldn't see that, she did the symbol of her
tongue rolling,
yeah,
down,
rolling down, and
steam coming
like
out of my ears, and my eyeballs popped real big.
Yeah. I noted that scene too.
Yes.
Which, so to catch you up,
yes,
and you, Kat, and you, the viewer or listener, if you're a cheapskate, he's taken her into the sex room that he has a keypad lock on.
Codes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Whips on the walls, four-poster bed in the middle of, yeah, the room. You picture a sex room and you got it.
Yeah.
Not the most creative sex
room
in the world.
He also has like a Ramsay Bolton like X thing to
he puts on a St. Andrew's cross.
Yeah.
And she's spread out and she's tied up on this St. Andrew's cross. She's on an X, mm-hmm, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to find what turns out to be nipple clamps, although she doesn't know it at the time. But they made special point to note that he had to rummage through a couple of drawers, which is so funny.
Where the hell did I put those
that
nip
he's
clamps?
In there like,
he's a guy that
no,
buys so
these are
much
the
on
extra
Amazon.
Lodge. These are the lodge.
When she's tied up, she does describe herself as a starfish, a sexy starfish.
Oh my God.
Which, and I didn't like that because anybody with a solid sex toy collection knows where their shit is. Like, I'm a messy dude. There's stuff all over my apartment. I know where every fucking sex toy is. Like, I can get it with one hand if I need it.
Yeah,
like,
that's a bit, okay.
What?
I think that is true. If you have a sex toy,
yeah, it's
I know
important.
Where it's
like
at.
I know where it's at. I want to get at.
And he said that he's had one lover.
Yeah,
before.
He's had one.
Let's be clear. With this guy just bought all this stuff on Amazon. He's never used it before. He like put it together like yesterday.
He seems like an amateur,
you know,
but
like,
not in a hot way.
When you become, when you're trying to say you're a writer, you're saying it a little too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like him. He's like, I'm a dom.
Do you think he's
I have a mansion.
Being this mansion?
Huh?
Do you think he's Airbnb being this mansion?
I have a sex room in my mansion. I don't know. He says, my.
He's pathetic.
So he gives her a carnal massage, eyes popping out.
Wait. What's a carnal massage?
It's like a massage, but rough.
I think he fingers
it. Okay. Sounds unpleasant.
Yeah, it says that.
One point, yeah, she describes it as sawed his cock in and out of me. I find some of the ways that she describes things
unpleasant.
To be unpleasant.
Sawed?
Yeah. Why would you want that?
No.
All sawdust coming out of your pussy?
And,
no, thank you. Yeah.
And one way that she expresses horniness that I don't find to be an appealing metaphor is my cunt needed to be filled.
Yeah.
It's just, and it would only accept him. That's what she says.
Her words.
It's the use of the word cunt.
The night nurse tried
you.
As well.
I guess so. That doesn't sound sexy to me.
Yeah,
my cunt need to be felled. Even if you said my pussy, that sounds a little better to
me. Like cunt, you really have to have some juice behind it if you're going to use it in a sexy way. You've got to be better at it than she is.
Yeah. She's using it as a control F, find vagina, replace with cunt.
100%, yeah. Like
I went to the cunt doctor.
It's a degrading term. And there's room in sex for that kind of play, but do it if you're going to do it.
Totally, yes.
She uses it very casually.
It feels like it would be better coming from him, like, you little cunt.
Yeah, like, be a dom.
Yeah.
He was, that's the other thing, is he was never really, he never really did anything all that dommy. For a guy with two sex rooms in his house, in here in book two, he tied her to a St. Andrew's cross, put nipple clamps on her, which is what he found in that drawer, and then they had sex.
What would you do? Well, I mean, you guys, you strike me as a dom.
Thank you.
What about me and Rekha?
Me, you do too. I don't know you well enough, Rekha, but Jess is definitely
I'm flex.
Because, yeah, you could just do that on a four-post bed. I think he's wasted a lot of money. I think he has money and he's wasting money.
Yes.
Is my overall thought about it.
It's like buying,
So they have sex in there. And then it's revealed that he also, within the many sex rooms that he has, his most prized one is the soundproof room.
Which she's not allowed to see yet.
Which she's not allowed to see yet.
Because it's not done. Because he's never used it.
It's under construction. I would be like, so embarrassed
if
he saw it.
The soundproofing and it's just on the floor.
They have the soundproof. To me, the soundproof room was kind of scary. I would be like, why do you have
He lives alone.
Yeah. In a mansion.
So creepy.
So why do you need, because when the soundproof room does happen, spoiler.
Which is, we're getting into book three now. So that's when we get into the soundproof room.
He says, we are now in no one can hear you. And I'm like, who could hear you before? Nobody lives in this house.
Yeah.
I guess his help.
He does have the staff, which in book three, he's like, she says they're not even on to us. I'm like, he calls you sister, and who do you think cleans the sex room?
These poor people.
They know.
They should have involved the staff in this. That could have been fun.
That's hot.
I thought that too. We needed more people.
When she said her pussy would only accept him, it's like, are there other people trying here?
Yeah. Yes. There's no stakes. Yes, you have to accept him. He's the only person there.
He's the only option.
Yeah, that's not hot.
Hottest kid at summer camp kind of syndrome.
I mean, I guess they're
hottest kid at home. He was a stepbrother.
Yeah. I mean, they know each other, so she probably doesn't think she's going to be murdered. But if a billionaire took me to his mansion on a private jet and said, it's time to go in my soundproof room, I'd be like, I'm dead. This is the end of me.
Can we talk about the soundproof room now?
Yes
we may. We are in. Oh, well, do we want to talk about the airplane first?
Oh, yeah, right. The first scene.
Okay. First scene of book three.
Yes, we are back on the jet with my boyfriend, my lover, my dom, my stepbrother, Chris. Her description.
Yes.
And she's flying there. She thinks it's the same as the last time, only this time Chris is on the plane.
Boom! Chris on a plane. He comes out of a room she never noticed, which is a sex room on the plane.
Well, it's a bedroom.
Yes.
Yeah. He has a bedroom on his private jet.
I know.
Which I thought was a bummer. Why do we, then we should be in a bedroom. Do it in the seat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? That's, you're taking the it'd be like, I have a mansion on the jet. Why? We're on a jet. You could have started this book in the house.
You should be flying the plane and fingering me is what I think.
Yeah. You should co-pilot. We should be crashing. About to crash.
Yeah.
But I say, hey, baby, just one last thrust, please. I'm so close.
Do one of those zero G things where you go up way high and like that, and then fucking that. That'd be hot. That'd be hot.
That is how you use a private jet.
And then you get to do the Roman shower.
Yeah. Oh, just everywhere.
Nobody gets to do that.
Yes.
There's a porno where
I got
do that.
Chills.
Well, then you'd love this porno. There's a porno where that happens.
Wow. One of my favorite parts of the book was, or pretty much one of my only favorite parts of the book, was the scene where they were both hooked in and they were kind of like squirming around wanting to fuck each other, which is why I was so bummed that then they went to the private jet's bedroom.
Yeah,
because I was like, let's do this right here. Let's make this work.
Because he asked her not to wear underwear. So some of the dom things, quote unquote, that he's doing are kind of just like rules for he's like, please don't wear panties, wear a short skirt. Only come when I tell you to kind of things.
Yeah. So, basic. Yeah, that's
on
so...
the knees, waiting for me.
Yes, getting to dom.
She always has to take off his underwear, and she's very careful not to touch his boner.
Oh, my God. She makes it. She's like, I had to delicately move the elastic, lest
I can't
it break.
Touch his boner.
It would be so fun. It would be so fun to me. It's like, I took his underwear off. I didn't touch his boner, because honestly, I think it's kind of gross.
I have this weird memory of being on a plane. I've never really hooked up on a plane, but I just have a weird memory of giving this kid a massage. Not kid. No, we were like about the same age.
Okay.
He was probably a couple years younger than me. But at the it was like at least 21. But like, I just remember like we just gave each other back massages.
Who?
It was a total stranger on an airplane.
That's so hot.
It was kind of hot. So there was definitely a lot of sexual tension, but nothing ever happened.
First class?
Oh, coach, honey. near the
toilet.
I did a fingering on a bus once.
What?
Or not on the train from New York back to Philly. Yeah.
Ooh. With Amtrak?
Oh.
Amtrak, Jersey Transit.
I did a fingering
in the quiet car.
Were you in the quiet car,
so you had to be really quiet?
That's hot.
I don't remember. Well, I mean, we had to be quiet. There were other people.
There's people sleeping.
We have to be quiet because it's the quiet car, not because we're fingering each other.
Oh, my goodness.
If you're in the not quiet car, you could just be like, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, we're almost in Newark. Hurry up.
Oh, my God, Elizabeth.
If you were on a mansion train.
Yeah, that's right. You go on the train. There's a mansion at the
You back. Go to the quiet room of the mansion train, and no one can hear you.
So they do it in the bedroom, and it's pretty regular sex.
Yes.
Just in the air.
Yes.
But she likes it. She likes the Mile High Club.
Yes.
Okay.
And now we get back to the mansion. All the staff's there waving hello. He's calling her sis. We're
so,
it's like
I'd
Annie.
I'd love a scene that comes up.
We've never had a little girl.
That is kind of how I imagined it in my head. And then she's just like, I want the soundproof room. And he's like, all right, I'm going to give
if
it to
ready,
you.
If you're ready,
if you're ready for the soundproof
You can always
room.
Leave because... I'm bad news.
Oh, yes. Truly, yes.
He is such a jerk off. He's just not sexy at all.
I want to speak to this. I think, so what I've heard is when you go to Silicon Valley now as a woman, it's actually like there's way more men than women. And all these men have so much money, but no love. And I think he's one of those guys where it's like, you know, like this is a good thing to know as a woman. If you go to Silicon Valley right now, I think there's like a lot of guys with a lot of money who need to spend it, but don't have a lot of experience because there's no one to date.
That's why you might have to start tipping into your family pool. If you're at that point.
Rich people are so fucked up. Don't date rich people. They're fucked up. They're like, they have no interpersonal skills. Mm. They have money and that is truly it.
Yeah.
Don't date them. Don't fuck them.
And don't fuck them. Okay.
Eat the rich. This country's so fucked.
So he takes her down. He does another padlock on the soundproof room. It's got its own no one can get in there. And she opens it up and there's like, candles and an armoire and a bed and in the armoire is a mini fridge,
which sounds like a dorm.
It's basically like kind of a sexy dorm.
he's got these string lights on the walls
and he taped Easy a poster Mac. Of Red Hot Chili Peppers to the wall. The sexiest, spiciest,
and no one from the staff can come in
because the staff is so eager to go in there and see them fuck. Okay, we've got to soundproof this room because the maids can't wait to hear me come.
It should be clear, this room smells like shit. Nobody's ever cleaned.
So he lights the candle, she's in the bed, he gives her leather cuffs on the bed, and then this is when the ice cube scene comes. He takes out an ice cube, rubs it all over her.
Good thing it was soundproof to hear that crazy sex of here's an ice cube.
It's soundproof so people can't hear how disappointed
she is. She goes, really? And he's like, keep cool.
He does put the ice cube inside her, which I think does maybe solve some of the moisture issues that we were talking about earlier.
I think it makes it worse.
It's like how if you keep washing your face, it's not like your face can be moist. It's going to dry out.
Yeah.
But I mean that the ice cube gets wet all over. It's kind of like,
plus it's numbness.
Got rid of it.
He's numbing. Don't numb everything.
Well, he fucks her hard, so I think she needs it. Because all I've heard is how he's just pounding her. I imagine it's like that bad sex where someone's like, like the whole time. And you're like, oh, God. He really is just a college dude.
Yeah.
Does ice help numbing like with the pussy for extended sex?
I don't know. I don't have a vagina, but when I've played with ice with myself, I haven't enjoyed it because then I want the sensations.
Okay,
yeah,
my nipples are also very sensitive, so I don't like any kind of
oh my god, all
extra thing,
biting and shit. She's talking about
yeah,
bitch out.
Hers are like beef jerky.
Yeah.
She's really
She's got real like sort of binky kind of nipples.
This is the first blowjob of the whole book.
Oh,
until
yeah.
Until book three to get to the blowjob and eating out.
Yes.
Good on
and,
that.
Oh, eating out too. And okay. I don't know. I guess it was just so like formal in an event.
Yeah.
Like parting the curtain and now the blowjob part. I continued to massage his balls while I gripped the base of his shaft. I held on tightly, making sure to give the best head I could. It was satisfying pleasing him like this. My pussy never failed to get soaked from doing it to him.
And then he says, that's enough.
Which yes.
makes me think maybe it wasn't that good.
Well, he said something, I want to come in you and nowhere else or something like that.
Okay.
It's a big
Is
baby.
She on the pill?
They don't talk about condoms in this either.
Never.
So if
God.
She gets pregnant with her stepbrother's baby.
That child will look normal because they are not bound by DNA.
That's right.
But that child will be bad at sex.
But it will only have one pair of grandparents.
I loved this description in this scene. The tip of his cock at the entrance of my pussy. It waited a few moments before peeking inside climax. I drove right off the edge and went soaring through the clouds, shattered me, fracturing every inch of me like I was made of glass. I just like thinking of his little penis, like
kind of peeking in, like seeing if the coast is clear to cause some mischief.
Yeah.
Like a little Dennis the Menace.
Dun, 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 dun.
I did also genuinely love the phrase, one time when he pinched her nipples, she felt currents of electric lust.
Yeah.
Electric lust is pretty hot. I would
Wait,
name like my
not
band
a
that.
Song lyric. Electric lust.
That's electric feel. Eel.
You're
feel.
Electric
by
lust.
MGMT.
Yeah.
You know, they could work in some about. Electro play, and then they're actually talking about some, I swear to God, BDSM. Like the
electrocuting one another?
Yeah, yeah. You get a TENS kit that you start using. You use one of those hooks that goes into your urethra.
Ooh,
Do some goddamn BDSM. Ooh. Or don't, but don't talk Ooh. Such a big game right. like, yeah. like you're so good at this. Everyone should have the sex they want. You don't have to do BDSM stuff, but don't come at me like you're going to be great at it and then not be great at it.
This is sort of a structural note for the piece. They have a lot of sex in a way I actually find incredibly unsexy. They have no refractory period whatsoever. It's almost like, okay, even if this scene is steamy, I'm coming down and you're going back to have sex immediately. Because she's insatiable. Mm. And so is he, it seems. But I only hear from her vantage point. But she cannot wait to be fucked again after being fucked.
Yeah, if I'm him, I'm like, hey, can I... Like, let's just watch the news or something for half an hour.
No.
Like, I gotta
slap my sex.
Do you want to run back up to the kitchen? I think I have some leftover pie from that big meal I made.
Yeah,
we could
stuff it inside of me and let's go.
You know, I just need a second because I'm 30 and stuff slows down. So
yeah,
if we could just
enter me now.
Okay,
you have permission.
You know, I have some sex toys over here that I guess I'm assuming.
Throw them at me. I love it.
Throw them at me.
And so what I was going to say, the connective tissue of plot, because there's only like one page of backstory in the very beginning of this book trilogy and then never again. And that not even just as like a you don't have story, but just like to come down from a sexy scene. Mm. It's hard for me to go. I'm like, oh, my God, page after page. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, too, when I picked Bound by My Stepbrother, it just sounded a little funny. But B, I thought it was going to be more like sneaking around stuff. Like if they had stayed at the family reunion the whole time.
Sexier. They are fully
And you have to like
sexier.
Sneak like and kind of little hijinks that happen. I think that's fun and sexy and a good time to have. But then I just feel like this whole billionaire plot line really killed the mood.
They're alone in his private mansion. No one will catch them that isn't paid to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think this is sad on two levels. It's sad that it's not as good of a good as a book as it could be, but it's also like this author is not having good sex, probably.
Can I say, did you
know,
read the special
to be writing
thanks?
A book?
The special, no, please
you
do.
Know,
the special things about the author will, I think, speak to Kat's point.
Wait, I did read those.
It's crazy. Kenzie is an amazingly talented writer. She's been writing fiction for years, but this is the first time she's shown her naughty side in it. Be prepared to be seduced by some of the sexiest characters imaginable in each of her stories. There are three things you need to know about Kenzie. One, her favorite color is purple. Two, she believes in unicorns. Three, she writes steamy fiction that makes your heart race. And I don't say this to make fun of her necessarily, but this does speak to me as someone who is writing about something that is purely like unicorns and dragons to her, like the world of BDSM.
Never.
Like a Harry Potter.
Never had this.
Yes.
And for that, it makes me like it a bit more. I'm glad
she's delving into something.
I thought
it was a man who wrote it. Now it's a woman.
It's a woman.
Okay.
But I do think that the like, it's like, okay, this is like for someone who's never done BDSM.
Yes.
Yeah.
To
a fantasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a safe fantasy.
Very extremely safe.
So safe. Mm. So safe.
Her safe word is cherry.
What would everyone's safe word be?
When I have sex that needs a safe word, there's the slow down word, which is yellow, and then there's the safe word, which is red. Yellow is sort of like, hey, we'll slow down, we'll do something else. Then red just stops the scene entirely. I think it's useful to have both.
Yellow and red seem pretty useful. Everyone knows what those
traffic lights.
Traffic
and cherries are red, so
perfect.
It's a little creative.
Yeah,
so perfect.
Hers were bananas and cherries.
I think mine would be stop fucking me, please,
like please,
you, please, for the love.
I'm not enjoying this. Will you stop having sex with me for a moment?
That's enough. Another thing that I found endearing was at the end, there was a little recap of they're lying in bed together and they are truly in love. So this isn't just like naughty taboo.
Yes.
It's like she wants to spend the rest of her life with this man. Mm-hmm. And she's like, in here, no one can judge us. No one can hurt us. And I was like, oh, well, that is a pretty sweet sentiment.
Yes. And the third book ends with them saying, you know what? We're going to come out to our families.
Yeah.
Our family. Sorry.
Just the one family.
So now is the portion where we rate the book.
Okay.
One being a drought and five being slip off my chair. Kat, would you like to start us off? You didn't hear it, so what are some of your thoughts and ratings?
Probably one. You know, it sounds like we had fun talking about it, but it sounds like there was just didn't really go where it could have.
Yeah.
I think I'll be a 2.5 because she entertained me. I was like laughing and like I was turning those pages, those e-pages. But I do think the frequency of the sex was a turnoff for me. And there were certain things that were precursors to sex, like eating the heavy meal, being in a lake. that like totally turned me off of like, I literally could not stop thinking about her getting a yeast infection during the first one.
Yeah. I think I would give 2.5 as well, because I did read the whole thing and quickly, and it was like a fun little stupid read. If you're someone who just wants to get to the sex in an erotic book and maybe wants some light BDSM or just some less regular sex, it's a good book for you.
Again, book is overstating it. If this was typed in Word, it would be like 8 pages.
It wasn't maybe a mistake on my part. I thought it was all one book until then I got to the end and I was like, oh, there's another book, but it's the same book. So it's a little confusing in that regard too.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Wow. Out of 5.
Oh my God.
Oh. Out of 5.
You thought it was out of 10?
I thought it was out of 10. Out of 10. Oh, okay. So it's if it's out of 5, I would give it a 1.5. Because the vacation sounds nice, and the mansion, I'm sure, is probably very pleasant to spend the night in.
Okay.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, or if you're watching on Dropout, for watching with us. If you are... wanting to be a part of our book club, we would absolutely love that. With your Dropout subscription, there is a Discord, which is a chat where you can chat with us directly. You can leave comments about what we did today, suggestions for future books, or concerns for any of our well-being. Feel free to write it all in there. You can also read along with us. We do have our next erotic book picked out. It's also on Amazon for free, a quick read, so it won't take up much of your time. It is The Phantom's Liaison, an erotic ghost story, and it's book one.
Ooh.
So please don't read book two, because you'll be ahead of us.
You'll be ahead of us. In this.
Unless you can't help it.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, Kat.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me. That was fun.
And what a joy. Thank you. Have a sexy day.
Really sexy day.
Morning.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.